Gold 92.5 News.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. A tragic loss of life at Tweed Heads overnight after a teenager on a moped was struck and killed. The 18-year-old man died at the scene after colliding with a car on Duckett Street around 6 p.m. before being thrown from his vehicle and hit by a Toyota Prado. Police are investigating, roping off the scene for several hours overnight. They are preparing a report for the coroner. All the drivers of the other two vehicles involved have undergone mandatory testing. A police car's crashed and rolled while en route to a call out at Ashmore overnight. The patrol car was going through an intersection when it collided with another vehicle and rolled onto its roof around 9 p.m. After being helped from the car, two police officers were taken to hospital. The driver of the other vehicle wasn't injured though. Anyone catching a flight from the Gold Coast later this morning can expect to hear plenty of noise from union members. Some Coolangatta staff are set to take part in nationwide protest as airport workers fight for better pay and conditions. The union says they'll be loud but won't be walking off the job and aren't trying to disrupt flights. The protest happening at 11 a.m. likely to last up to an hour. And a Gold Coast mum has been blown away by the response so far for her Hope Floats campaign, aiming to support drought-stricken families out west at Stanthorpe and Applethorpe. Holly Annie has been calling for donations of bottles of water in all shapes and sizes, which she'll load onto a horse float or two and drive out to the region where some kids have been going to school without water. She says every drop is going to help.
We're doing everything from little bottles of water, big bottles of water, 10-litre containers with the little taps on them. We're even looking into people with the big ICB containers and filling them up with tanks and trucking them out.
Head to the Holly Dolly Facebook page for details on the drop-off points, with three so far at Burley, Canungra and Beaudesert. To sport, and a huge blow for Australia ahead of the third test at Headingley, Steve Smith ruled out with concussion. Marnus Labuschagne is his replacement. And it's first versus last in the NRL this Sunday, with the Titans away to Melbourne Storm. Gold Coaster Mitch Rain says the team knows it'll be a huge challenge.
They don't give you anything cheap. They give you no cheap points. You got to earn every bit of possession, every try, everything you can get out of Melbourne, you've got to earn it. And, you know, if you get an opportunity, you've got to take it. And that's why they're so good, because they don't give you much and, you know, they don't let much in.
And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.